Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. This is Sri Davananda, and it has been quite a long time. My wife and I have been very busy. We gave birth to a beautiful baby boy, and he is many light years away from us in awareness. We are looking to get to the being that he is, giving up many things every day to be more like him. It is a wonderful process, and I have so much profound respect for all of the parents in the world. I had no idea, being the first child of mine, I had no idea. None. What an incredible amount of joy and energy and the sheer work and incessant, unrelenting attention it takes to be a parent. And I'm so grateful for the experience of it. I cannot believe what single mothers, even of one child, go through to raise another human being by themselves or with their community. It's just amazing, just an amazing process. I highly recommend it for those who have a foundation for it. I am re-inspired to begin conversations by a gentleman named Michael. And Michael has written that he has been out of work for a year, and he asked a question about self-worth, talking about the self and self-worth as it relates to having a job. Well, Michael, honestly, I am out to get rid of jobs the way you describe them. Now, that is not meaning get rid of work, but the way you're talking about a job, I haven't had a job. Just saying it like that tells me a little something. And also saying that in your mind it is related to self-worth tells me something. Now, this isn't the truth, and we haven't had any direct personal conversation, so I am going to have to take a stab in the dark, and I'm going to ask you to listen. Yes, you're going to have to listen for what I said that empowers you. What I say is not the truth, because I'm going to have to make up something from my experience, not based on much more information. So let's begin. First of all, in that you are looking for a job, you might be looking for the wrong thing. You see, people may say this is semantics. I don't think so. I think it is important to be accurate in the way you think and the way you say things. When you are looking for a job, it is like you are hunting for something to do that is going to bring you income. Your concern is to have an income, to make money, and this is not a terrible concern, but it is not the most useful concern when you are looking for work. To me, my work is a holy experience. Look and see what is the gift that you have to give to people. What is this gift, Michael? You know it. There is something that you have to give. And if you don't give of yourself in this way, your experience of yourself is a small death. I'm going to encourage you to find this gift, even if you have to try a few different things, and start giving it. Start giving this gift. Find a person or a company that you can give this gift to. Something that you simply may do well, Perhaps it is something that you've always dreamed of. You might have to sell a house or a car or put yourself in other circumstances, but this is nothing. It is no matter. Especially as it relates to your self-worth. So let's talk about your self-worth. Michael, you are priceless. There is nothing wrong with you to begin with. You are you. Like a bird is a bird and a tree is a tree. Michael is Michael. There is nothing wrong about you. There is nothing to be concerned about with yourself. You're okay. There is nothing wrong with you. Nothing about self-worth. You're so concerned about yourself and your self-worth that you are letting it get in the way of how you can contribute to other people. How can you make a difference with others? This is where the focus needs to be, not on yourself and your self-worth. There is no such thing as yourself. If you and I spent a few hours together, you would find, through many, many questions, simply questions like, okay, who are you? What are you here for? Oh, is that who you are, really? Well, okay, it's not that, then what are you? Are you your job? Are you your work? Are you your car? Are you your parents? Are you a genetic form? Exactly what are you? And if we keep drilling down and drilling down, you will find that all of the answers you have are correct, and none of them are correct. Every single one can be disputed. And none of them can be disputed. You're welcome. Try this with a friend. Take some time, really. Try it. You'll find that there is no self. And if there is no self, there is no self-worth. It's just a perception you have of yourself. But when you realize who is it that is doing the perceiving of yourself, then you will finally access who you are. This is a tricky one. But you can do it. Get with a friend, someone you trust. Ask these kinds of questions until you have no more questions about who you are. And then all you'll find is that you are the source of everything. And what is it that you want to give? You can give anything. And it is all of value. Now, where do you want to go give it? Where is it that you can make the biggest contribution? And begin. There are thousands of places any day when you come from this perspective that will take you and put you to work in a place where you can be grateful for that holy exchange of making a difference with another human being. So thank you so much for being with me and for contacting me, Michael. I really appreciate the opportunity. And for anyone, you are always welcome to send me tidbits, questions, answers, comments, arguments, I love them all. Have a wonderful 2007. This is Sri Devananda with awareness.podomatic.com. And we will be in a conversation again soon.